Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, certain sectors and companies have been left largely unscathed. In fact, with the acceleration of digitalization and the current climate working in their favor, for example, information, communications and technology service provider NCS is one of the few companies eyeing further expansion in and seizing more opportunities within the private sector. Today, we speak to Gerard Koh, who's head of human resources at NCS, to find out how they're navigating these changes and how transformative communications has worked for them. Gerard, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me.
So talk us through why employees, when they go through a large-scale transformation in the company or organization, that communication aspect is so important, and has that become even more important thanks to COVID-19?
Oh, yes, indeed. In any transformation, core to the change is a heightened sense of the purpose of the organization. And in NCS's case, where we are ICT professional services firm, where we help our government and large enterprise clients transform to help to better serve the communities, this sense of purpose becomes very, very important. And in NCS's case, we relooked at and we said that what we do must impact the community, of course, through our clients. Now, with that core statement, the engagement of our people and getting them aligned is very important because this gives meaning in what they do, gives meaning to us pushing through the change. And especially in a very tough time where we have COVID all around, where people are dealing not only with work issues, but a lot of personal issues. Now, so we have to be empathetic that it's not easy to work from home. There were people who were concerned whether they would lose their jobs. And of course, they had family members that were impacted too. So communications about that sense of purpose that tells our people that, hey, what you do does matter, not only to the business, but because it's very much aligned to us serving the communities through our clients, is very important.
Tell us how that process looks like, the communication process, and now that it's that much more important, the communicating to employees, the mission statement, so to speak. You can't keep saying, I imagine, keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the ball, focus, or what's happening?
Well, first of all, we have to personalize it.
Mm.
This statement or this change has to mean something to each individual. And during the COVID period, and especially the circuit breaker period, the number one thing that people were concerned about was about their safety and their job security. So right at the beginning, on the first day of the circuit breaker, we had a massive town hall online, and there were close to about 5,000 of our staff that came online and joined us. And we made a very bold statement, and we said that no one will lose their jobs because of the circuit breaker. I think that's a very bold statement because obviously, at some parts of our business during the circuit breaker period, and we didn't know how long it will last, will be impacted. The business will have. But we felt that this is very important to put out because it gives people a sense of safety. And no change will happen if people don't feel safe. So with that statement, indeed, some parts of the business did get impacted and some people could not work from home nor work on site. They were put on the bench. But we went about through online learning. We trained about 600 people who could not, for certain periods, be doing work and used that opportunity over that 2 to 3 months to retrain quite a number of our staff. So when we came out in phase two of COVID, people started going back to work. More people were better trained. I think the first step in any of these changes, people need to feel safe. And the second part is, of course, a connection to the higher purpose. And this has to trickle down through the leaders. And with this, we had a series of workshops to engage the leaders and have them think through what does this change at the corporate level mean to them at their department level? And how would they translate this down the layers?
I think because I imagine, Gerard, it would be difficult to bespoke 5,000 messages.
Yes, it's very challenging. We have nearly 9,600 staff spread out across
9,000 messages. Okay.
Yeah, spread out across nearly 150 sites, whether it's with us or with our clients. And the way to do that is through our leadership. And our leadership, the top 300 of them, they will help us to communicate down the line. And therefore, the alignment among leadership is important.
What were the challenges involved in doing that? Let's be honest, there may be a weakest link. Where is the weakest link, so to speak?
Well, the biggest challenge in any big change process especially one of a large organization like NCS, where we have 9,600 staff and all professionals in ICT professional services. The biggest challenge is about belief. Do people believe that this change can happen? Do people believe that in this situation with COVID, with businesses being affected, with the new vision to pivot towards a more digital-driven service offering, pivot towards a more regional footprint, and a pivot to a more client-centric approach where we help clients solve their problems rather than selling them technology, do they believe that it can actually happen for a large organization? So belief is quite important. So you probably ask then, how do you get people to believe this?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like selling them the promised land. Well, I have an analogy, and I tell some of my leaders this. You know, when I was in school, I was trying to do the high jump. I was in the track and field team. I was trying to do something different from running. The first thing to do when you're trying to do the high jump is that you must believe that you can jump over the bar.
Okay.
Right? Because once you doubt yourself, you're going to run smack into that bar. And trust me, I did that many times.
Oh, dear.
And then the second trick is don't set the bar too high. Set it low first. And so that when you jump over once, twice, three times, raise the bar a little bit by little bit. You have to look at how your friends do it. And when you look at their successes, you then start to believe that you can also do that. So at NCS, we amplify a lot of these things. Where there's successes in the team, we pick it up, we amplify it through our internal engagement and communications and celebrate those successes. Basically telling people that, hey, if your friend can do it, why can't you? And if there's something to learn from them, you can copy shamelessly, adapt it, and try it yourself. During the start of phase two, we had a big, we call a phygital event, a physical and digital event called
okay.
Celebrating the Heroes of NCS. So, of course, a certain number of people were only allowed on site, right, at the start of that period. So the winners could come down and receive their prizes from the leadership, but it was also broadcast simultaneously online so that people working from home could take part. And there were about 1,500 or so of our staff who took part, and they could then see the successes and we recognize them across the organization.
We're speaking with Gerard Koh, who's head of human resources at NCS. So it sounds like any sort of transformative change can't be rolled out at the same time. It's preferable to maybe do bits at a time, and then there'll be a success which you can then amplify and let the rest of the people know that, you know what, it works. So you needn't feel so afraid.
Yeah, yes, yes. In some way, you know, we can't see transformation in an organization like NCS where we have such diverse talents, such diverse service offerings from something as well, seemingly simple like infrastructure management to something as innovative as artificial intelligence to expect them to all move at the same pace and time.
Yeah.
In other words, transformation is never neat. And sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back. And sometimes you go diagonally and it'll be messy. But what's very important from the beginning is to keep the eye on the purpose. Why are all of us here for? And that purpose has to be very engaging. It has to be very much aligned with the leadership. And we have to continually communicate that to our people and help them personalize that.
Gerard, how different are strategies during a crisis and say when there is no crisis, when times are good?
Well, in NCS's context, we are in the ICT professional services industry. As with everybody else, we foresaw the digitalization wave that was coming years back. And therefore, the strategy to transform NCS wasn't because of COVID, but had been in place for some time already. And the transformation journey had begun about a year or two back. Now, what happened with COVID is that this wave, you know, of digitalization has accelerated. And as you can see around the world, digitalization is now a tsunami.
Yeah.
It's not a, I should do it, but it's a must do and do it quick. Mm. Right? And because it forced not only people to do remote working, it forced people to do new ways of work, new ways of selling, new ways of delivering food, new ways of buying clothes, you know, and new ways of engaging each other. And so at the heart of this are companies like NCS that help our clients transform in order to capitalize on this opportunity that is out there. But what is for sure is that this wave of change is now a tsunami. Here, we are really capitalizing on this. We are accelerating the change, hiring a lot more talents than what we had originally planned before the COVID, and bringing a lot more talents in to drive this change.
So it's not just tech that will help the transformation, right? I mean, since it's called digitalization, obviously it's technology, but it's also more talent to help out, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you need talent to reimagine how things can be done. You need talent to design the systems, architect them, and you need talent to deliver them. And you also need talent to maintain the systems, right? So you need talent right across the board from all sorts of discipline, like say from artificial intelligence to analytics, to the cloud, to UI, UX, to mobility. And so on. So you need, with this talent and the passion, to want to make that change. And very importantly is, how do you bring all these together? Because these systems don't
run themselves.
Yeah, they need to be networked, and collaboration and working together is very important.
During NCS's journey, Gerard, what do you think was the most challenging aspect? I mean, the journey is not over. Obviously, it's not just about the destination. It's about the process as well. The getting the people up to speed, changing the organization structure, changing culture. What's challenging?
Well, at the end, culture is most important, right? Because it sustains. It stays on. So in order to get there, the sense of belief in our people that it can be done, that this culture can be changed, it's not easy. And you can't see, you can't touch culture. We had to make the changes incrementally where they could see the changes. And the most important part, first of all, is that they see processes that affect their work. So streamlining them, empowering them through these process changes were important. There were also structural changes that we've made to the organization. For example, we reorganized NCS into what we call the colors of NCS. You know, kind of like, in school, you have different houses with different colors. And each of these colors contain practices. And the professional services world, practices are basically pillars where deep competencies are built. For example, there's an AI practice. There is a project management practice. There are practices in the cloud and so on and so on. When we reorganize them into practices, people belong to these homes, and so that they can be grown and developed in these specializations. What we've also reorganized ourselves into are what we call client service units that work directly with the client, and they can engage and solution better with the clients. So when you belong to a practice, you can be, in a way, seconded to a client group to serve and work directly with the client. But meanwhile, you still belong to a practice where you can grow your expertise in whatever practice you're in. So such a reorganization impacts everybody, because they then become more client-centric, because you belong to a client account team. But at the same time, you belong to a practice where you can grow your career in.
You're not worried, maybe, Gerard, that color sections might end up creating their own culture? They're not working in silos though, right?
Yeah, they don't work in silos. So the trick to this is to create opportunities for people to collaborate across these practices, right? For example, in the leadership workshop that we conduct, we mix them up. In fact, the whole purpose of the leadership workshop is to get the leaders from the different practices, the different client account team, to come together, to know each other better. I say in colloquial terms, to make friends, so that you can pick up the phone and work with it. And in this industry, you just can't work alone, because no technology can exist on its own. For example, the people who are working on artificial intelligence, they need data. They need the analytics to power the artificial intelligence engines. And therefore, they have to work very closely with the data engineering guys, the advanced analytics guys. And if you need to deploy on the cloud, you have to work with the guys in the cloud practice. So we put people together in squads, cross-functional teams that then work together. But what we find very useful is not the structure alone, but that informal relationship with each other. In other words, you got to make friends across the organization. When you make friends and you have contacts, that forms what we call the informal structure of the organization, where the informal network actually powers quite a lot of collaboration beyond just the formal structure.
Gerard Koh, Head of Human Resources at NCS. Gerard, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Howie, for the opportunity. Have a great day.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.